You have your Bibles this morning, turn to the book of Ephesians, please. The book of Ephesians. I don't believe there's any way on God's green earth that I could get finished with this sermon this morning. But I do want to get started. Amen. I want you to look in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 27. Let me ask a phrase this morning, ask a question this morning. How many of you all have ever heard the phrase, the gift that keeps on giving? How many has ever heard that? I received that gift when I was 27 years old. I was saved by the grace of God. I was born again. I was forgiven. I got out of the broad way and I got in the narrow way when I met Jesus as my Savior. And He just keeps on giving. There was a song years ago that I heard, blessing me again. He just keeps blessing me again. Over and over and over and over, He just keeps blessing me. Well, this morning, I don't normally do this, but I'll announce the title before I read the text. I want to preach this morning on the gift that keeps on taking. It's what God put in my heart. And I think you'll understand if you'll stay with me for a service or two or three. You'll understand. The Bible said in verse number 27 of Ephesians chapter 4, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. When you give place, that's that gift, you give place to the devil. You know what he does? He just keeps on taking. Someone said one time that if you give him an inch, he'll become a ruler. There may be some degree of truth in that. But if you're a child of God, the Bible said sin shall not have dominion over you. The Bible said greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But I will say, this was not written to sinner folk. This was written to saints. Neither give place to the devil. How many believes this morning that the Apostle Paul understood that it was possible for a child of God to give place to the devil? I'll just say this. I'm going to pray in a moment. I would say on Thanksgiving, many of the stores have decided that they need the money. But you know what? Many of God's people have decided they need the merchandise on that day too. I'm not fussing at you. But we determined we're not going there. We set aside a day for the family. Set aside a day for the meal. I wonder how many of God's dear people were bent all out of shape on a day when they should have been rejoicing in the good things of God. I don't know of one incident, so I'm preaching with a free heart. I don't preach at people, amen. I'm preaching with a free heart. But let me say this morning. On Black Friday, I'll guarantee you that a lot of God's people gave place to the devil. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, did something get you all tore out of the frame that day? Well, amen, Brother Ralph. Me either. Amen. But we're starting into a season where if you're not careful, it'll become about stuff instead of the Savior. It'll be about what's on the shelf instead of what's in your heart. I tell you, God wants us to have our hearts full. Amen. And rejoice in Him. Let's pray and we'll get started in the message looking at Ephesians chapter number 4 on the gift that just keeps on taking. I hope and pray that if you have given place to the devil, that before we get finished with this series of messages, that you'll want to give that place back to the Lord in your heart and in your life. Father, we thank you this morning for the privilege now to preach the Word of God. Lord, we know that, Lord, you wrote this down for our admonition, for our learning. This is written to the church at Ephesus. And Lord, we thank you that the Apostle Paul was sensitive to the Holy Spirit and given us what we need. And I pray, Father, today that you'd take the message and use it for your glory. And God will give you glory for all that you do. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I know that sometimes when you announce a text that's a little bit unusual, people might think, well, that's kind of crazy. Well, let me ask you something. Would you have a little interview with David, the man after God's own heart, and ask him if the pastor's crazy this morning? Would you go to David and say, David, when you gave place to the devil, did he keep on taking? Ask him. Ask him if the sword ever left his house. You know what he'll tell you? No, it didn't. He'll tell you, Brother Rose, my heart was broken over and over and over again. He'll tell you I had a desire in my heart to build the house of God. And I couldn't do it because of what had transpired in my life. And go and ask Moses. Ask him. That great man of God, Brother Steve. Ask him what happens if you give place to the devil. You say, Preacher, what are you talking about? Well, the first time God told Moses to smite the rock. The second time God told Moses to speak to the rock. The rock is a type of Christ. And that rock would only be smitten once. And Moses, he goes up and he smites the rock, and what comes out of his mouth is, "Hear now, you rebels. Must we fetch you water out of the rock?" You say, Preacher, what happened? I'll tell you what happened, I believe. We'll get into this a lot deeper later in the chapter. I believe Moses got angry. I believe Moses got in himself. You ain't never done that, have you? Well, look up here, I have. And he gave place to the devil. No devil. You say, he didn't take nothing. Oh, yes, he did. He got to go up on the mountain and look over into the promised land, but he didn't get to go. I wonder how many people in God's family are living short of their potential because they've given place somewhere along the line to the devil. Why don't we ask Samson? I'm just trying to introduce the message. Is that okay? Why don't we have an interview with Samson and ask Samson? Samson, is it true that there's a gift that keeps on taking? That if you give place to the devil, let's go down there in the meal house with him. As he's walking around and around and around, doing the work of an oxen, grinding grain. Let's go down there and talk to him a few minutes. His eyes are gouged out. He'll never see anything else. Let's go down there and talk to him and say, Samson, is it true that it's possible for a man like you, a man that knows God, a man that has so much strength that it's unbelievable that God has given him, is it possible that that man could give place to the devil? You say, I thought he gave place to Delilah. That's where we make our mistake. Honey, the devil was behind all that. Amen. The devil wanted to separate Samson. The devil wanted to defeat Samson. The devil hated Samson. And let me give you something in case you don't know it. He hates you. And he hates me. And he hates my family. And he hates your family. And he hates our church. And he hates every church that's standing true to the principles of God's word. Let's ask Samson, is it true? When he asked that young boy, Would you help me find the pillars? He cries out to God, oh God, give me my strength one more time. He had been mocked by the heathen. And honey, he brought that thing crashing down. The Word of God said he killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. I'll tell you something this morning. There's something right here we need to get. Neither give place to the devil. You know all he wants in your home, Brother Steve, just a little place. That's all he needs. All he wants in our church, Brother Ralph, is just a little place. All he wants in a teenager's heart or a mom's heart or a dad's heart is just a little place. That's all he wants is just give me a little place. The Bible said neither give place to the devil. When you give him that little place, he just keeps on taking. It just keeps on taking. Listen to what the Bible said. I'm still trying to introduce the message. I want us to get the theme, get the thought on our heart, amen, that this is not something wild. This is not something crazy. It's something God gave your pastor in the study, amen. There is a gift that keeps on giving, but let me tell you, there's a gift that just keeps on taking, keeps on robbing. The Bible said in the book of John, chapter 10, Jesus said, I am the door. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. Now watch this. He said in verse number 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Let me ask you something. Has the thief changed his ways? Has he changed his tactics, Brother Lance? Does he still want to kill your boys? Does he still want to steal from your boys? Does he still want to destroy your boys? Mark her down. That's all he come for. You see, he's a sore loser. Let me tell you something. At Calvary, our Lord crushed his head. Amen. He's a sore loser. Yeah. So he wants to attack God's people. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I thought it was amazing that in verse number 9, Jesus is the door. And in verse number 11, he's the good shepherd. But right in the middle, in verse number 10, there's a thief that wants to kill, that wants to destroy. I'm telling you, Christmas should be the happiest time of the year. Let me just say this. For anybody that's got any sense, let alone be a Christian, Brother Joe. Anybody that's got any sense in the whole world ought to just be looking forward to Christmas. And the joy and the celebration, but especially the children of God that know Jesus as their Savior. I tell you, I sitting there at Thanksgiving dinner, and you just about, some of you are already learning, Miss Eve, you just about have to go to the kitchen and hogtie her and make her come to the table. She's already worked all day. She's been cooking. She's been baking. She has a family. She loves her family. And you just about have to make her come in and sit down and eat with the family. Somebody said something the other night. I don't know who said it. Somebody said at the table, said, Mom, all day for 15 minutes. Mom worked all day, and in about 15 to 20 minutes, I mean, when you got that sitting in front of you, you're not wasting any time and there's not a lot of talk going on. Amen. I'm talking about good stuff. And it would be possible to be like Martha and even get so bent out of shape. I'm not saying my wife did. She didn't. But it would be possible, even doing something that's good, to give place to the devil. Can you imagine Martha looking at Jesus and saying, she said it like this in the Bible, "Dost thou not care?" I believe that's the very words. In our language, we'd say, "Don't you care? Don't you care?" Can you imagine anybody looking at Jesus and saying, "Don't you care?" When no one ever cared for us like Jesus. You say, "Preacher, what had happened?" I'll tell you what happened. Martha had given place to the devil. You know what happened in Mary's life? She had given place to the Lord. She was sitting at His feet. She was hearing His word. She was just as happy. I like to tell people I'm just as happy as if I had good sense. Amen. She was happy. Happy in the Lord. The gift that keeps on taking. Well, that's the introduction. How many's interested in Ephesians chapter number 4 now? I hope you are. We won't preach it all this morning. But I would like to at least get the first point. How about that? That'd be all right. Let's look here at the gift that keeps on taking. Neither give place to the devil. When we give place to the devil, he is taking. And it will show up. I'm going to give you some places through chapter number 4 that it will show up. Let's look at verse number 1 to begin. The Bible said, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord." Brother Rose, when we give place to the devil, the first place it shows up is in our mind. You know what will happen? We will forget who we belong to. We will forget that we've been bought with a price. The Apostle Paul said, "I'm the prisoner of the Lord. I belong to Him." The Apostle Paul could have been down there in the prison with the mullygrubs and the Philippian jailer still on his way to hell. But oh no, Paul and Silas was down there in the prison. They didn't want to give place to the devil, amen. They were down there thanking God and praising God at midnight, amen. And beloved, listen, God used that to be an impact in somebody else's life. That jailer come running in there trembling. Oh, dear God, I'd love to see that in our churches once again. I'd like to see somebody tremble under Holy Ghost conviction, knowing that they're on their way to hell without God. And he had a good question, Brother Steve. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" In so many words, he was saying, "Boys, y'all got something I need. What do I have to do to get a hold of it? I need the Lord. What must I do to be saved?" Paul didn't look at him and say, "You ignorant thing, you beat us to a pulp. Go on to hell." I believe Paul looked over at Silas and said, "Glory. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, son. He's the reason. He's the reason we're so happy. He's the reason we can suffer. He's the reason that we can still have a song and still have a smile on our face in the midst of adversity." Yet all across this land, Brother Mike, on Christmas morning, somebody will open something and it ain't exactly what they wanted. And they'll give place to the devil. Somebody will open something and it'll be something somebody else wanted. And they'll give place to the devil. You say, "Preacher, you've lost your mind." No, I don't think so. I think God wanting to help our people. God's wanting to help us just to make sure that we just don't give place. Don't give Him a place. He wants a place in your heart. He wants a place in your home. He wants a place in the house of God. Don't give it to Him. Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." You said, preacher, how in the world can we ward him off? Well, we could follow the example of Jesus and use the Word of God on him. Right, Brother Brian? That Word of God will work. That Word of God will work. Tell him what's written in the Word of God. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord. Listen to some of the scripture that the Lord put on my heart when I looked at this. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 7:23, you're bought with a price. Be not ye therefore the servants of men. Beloved, we're bought, we're paid for, and we ought to serve God. Amen. I read this and I thought it was a good illustration for this point in the message. Shortly after joining the Navy, a new recruit asked his officer for a pass so he could attend a wedding. The officer gave him the pass, but he informed the young man that he would have to be back by 7 o'clock Sunday. You don't understand, sir, said the recruit. I'm in the wedding. The officer looked back at him and said, no, sir, said, you're the one that don't understand. You're in the Navy. Tell you something, Jesus said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? There's a dangerous teaching floating through our land, has been for several decades, and that is that you can have a Savior without a Lord. You can have a Savior without a Master. And beloved, that Bible that I preach out of every Sunday teaches no such thing. He is both Lord and Christ. No one has ever been born again that did not want a change in leadership in their life. They got tired of the flesh leading the way. They got tired of the devil leading the way. They got tired of this world leading the way. They said, I need a Savior and I need a Master. I need somebody to lead the way in my life. Jesus said, tell you what, that's why I came. I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. This morning, there's a gift that keeps on taking. Neither give place to the devil. I wonder how many of God's dear people do not realize that they are not their own. They've already been bought and paid for on a hill called Mount Calvary. Sometimes people, they want to give people credit. And I understand that. But really, the Apostle Paul nailed it down for us. He said, in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. The Apostle Paul, being a prisoner of the Lord, he understood that by the grace of God, I am what I am. And beloved, as Christian people, The first area that I believe there's a tendency to give place to the devil is between these ears in that place called our mind. And it starts by forgetting you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. Amen. Brother Brian, did you make the announcement this morning about the visitation on the first Saturday? I wasn't in here, brother. I was taking care of some things with a young man that I needed to. a young boy in the church. When that Saturday rolls around, did anybody even pay attention to that announcement? I did too, Brother Wayne. I want to be a blessing. You say, well, preacher, you're really something. You want to be a blessing. No, I got a master. I don't belong to myself. I belong to Him. I'm going to come back tonight at 6 o'clock, not because I belong to Bible Way Baptist Church, but because I belong to Jesus. If God will help me, I'm going to be back Wednesday night. Not because I belong to this church, brother, but because I belong to Jesus. I do belong to the church. Amen. I've joined the church. I'm not ashamed of that. But honey, that's not what's driving me. What's driving me is the love of Christ constrains us. That we thus judge if one died for all, then all were dead. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. On my way to hell without God. And the Lord come along and saved me by His grace. Put my feet on that solid rock. A new song in my heart. Establish my going. Pick me up out of that miry pit. Thank God He didn't just pick me up. He cleaned me up. Some people get it backwards. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. Some people think you need to clean the fish before you catch them. No, you just need to tell them about Jesus. Let Him do the cleaning. Say amen. He'll clean them. If He catches them, if that gospel hook gets in them, He'll clean them. He'll do the cleaning. And by the way, let me just say it like this. There's a part of me that's cleaned, as clean as it'll ever be. That's that inward man. But there's another part that He'll be cleaning on till He comes or till He takes me home. That's exactly right. Jesus said, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. This morning, there's a gift that just keeps on taking. You give place to the devil. How many's examined your own life enough? I wonder. Brother Grizzle, I wonder about. I'm trying to think of his name. Wait a minute. Elimelech. Is that right? That was Naomi's husband. Is that right, brother? I wonder if Elimelech would agree with me this morning. We just headed out from Bethlehem. We just went down there to Moab. We're just going to sojourn. We're just going to stay a little while. I'm telling you, God's good this morning. But He wants us to know there's a gift that just keeps on taking. First thing you know, He's in Moab. 10 years. 10 years are gone. He's dead. His sons are dead. You say, preacher, you shouldn't talk about Elimelech like that. How many knows it was not the will of God for him to go to Moab? It's not the will of God for you to go to Moab. Or for me to go to Moab. That's God's wash pot. That's what this world is. It's just a cesspool of sin. May God help us this morning. I know I just got through the introduction and the first point. But I promise you, if you'll come back, it'll get gooder. We'll go on down in the chapter. And we'll see areas of our life that Paul is warning us about. I mean, he's glad for a warning sign. Neither give place to the devil. Brother Allen, I'm thinking in my heart about Brother James. Is that your brother-in-law? I'm asking because I wasn't exactly Acres, Brother James. Brother James years ago was working in an electric panel And I can't remember exactly what happened. Was it a tool that fell off in the panel and shorted out, brother? Or do you remember? That's what I heard. Anyway, something shorted out in the panel. And he was an electrician. He knew what he was doing. I don't care how good you are at anything. Things happen sometimes. And it exploded in his face. And it burned him all over his body. I was to the Chattanooga Burn Center years ago to see him. I've never seen anything in this world that would compare to what I saw laying there that day. But here's my point. Around those electric panels, there are signs that say, warning, high voltage. Brother Randy, if Connor was over there, he had the door open on one of those panels, just standing there looking at it. Papa would be over there getting him by the head. If he had to, get him by the tail. He'd say, now, son, that right there will hurt you. It'll kill you. You know what I believe our Father's looking down from heaven? He's saying, yes, it's a wonderful season, but don't give place to the devil. It's a warning sign. Because if you do, he'll just keep on taking and taking and killing and destroying and stealing. How many knows that's what he's good at? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you this morning for the Bible. Lord, it's a precious old book. I want to thank you for the brethren. Lord, I do truly believe that you've established in our hearts this morning that it's possible to give place to the devil. And if we do, it'll just keep on and on and on taking our joy. The Bible said there is a sin unto death. It could even take our life. God, how I pray this morning that the message would not be rejected but received. Lord, that the intent of the Apostle Paul would be understood. The intent of the Holy Spirit that had him to write it down would be understood. Neither give place to the devil. Lord, I'm thinking about Ananias and Sapphira. In the New Testament church, no doubt excited and thrilled about being saved, about the things of God. And yet, Lord, they sold a piece of land and lied to the Holy Ghost about what they had given or been given for that piece of land. Lord, they died. Lord, they gave place to the devil. Way back yonder in the Garden of Eden, Eve and Adam gave place to the devil. Wherefore in Adam all die. The wages of sin is death. God, it's my heart's desire this morning that from the pulpit to the pew that we would determine right now we're not going to give place to the devil. Lord, I pray this morning that that individual that's here today that's not saved, God, I pray that they wouldn't listen to the devil. They would listen to you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, it was a happy day when I listened to you that night. I pray, Lord, if there's a child of God here today, maybe in their home, maybe in their heart, they've given place to the devil. I pray, God, today they'd run to an altar. God, they just ask you to forgive them. Lord, I'm glad there's forgiveness at the foot of the cross. Lord, I pray today, use the message however you see fit. Help us to realize we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Lord, the Christmas play's coming up. Help everybody, Lord, to do their utmost best to do it for the Master. Lord, I just pray that when folks sing, they would give it their best. That whatsoever we do, God, we would do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. I pray now, Lord, use the message. Sometimes, God, you let us see things right away. Lord, there could be that I would never see till eternity what you've done in someone's heart this day. Neither give place to the devil. Help us, Lord.